Okay, so today we're going deep on something that I think is pretty relevant to, well, just about anyone with a website, and that is ranking well on search engines.
Oh, yeah.
Specifically, we're going to be talking about Google.
Okay.
And we've got this really insightful article that we're using as our jumping off point.
Right.
It's titled "Great SEO Consultants Get the Right Team to Rank on Google."
Interesting.
And it's by Chris Bradley, who's the co-founder of Double Dome Digital Marketing.
Okay.
So think of this as like a peek behind the curtain of what makes certain websites show up at the top of those search results
Yeah.
when you're looking for something.
I think people take that for granted. They don't
Totally.
realize what's going on behind the scenes.
Right. There's so much that goes into it.
Yeah.
And that's what we're trying to unpack today.
Yeah.
Like, what's the real deal when it comes to online visibility? And, when you search on Google,
Yeah.
you expect to see results that actually make sense.
Right. And you want them fast.
Exactly. Fast and relevant.
Right.
But most people don't even think about all the things that Google's considering to decide what to show you.
Yeah. It's
And
a.
this article really breaks it down.
It does. It really lays out those must-knows for website owners who want to,
Be found
be found. Yeah.
by the right people.
Absolutely. The people who are actually looking for what they offer.
Right, because what's the point of having a website if nobody can find it?
Exactly. It's like a tree falling in the forest.
If nobody's searching for it, does it even exist?
You got it.
Okay, so the main question that this article tries to answer, I think, is
Yeah.
how do you make sure your website's consistently at the top of those Google rankings and getting those visitors day after day?
Right, that steady stream of traffic.
And Chris Bradley, the author, he comes out strong.
Yeah, he does.
Right away, he's like, you need the best SEO consultants.
No messing around.
He even name drops the Atlanta SEO company as an example.
Oh, wow.
Like, he doesn't just suggest it, he makes it sound like it's a requirement.
He's saying if you want to be at the top
You need the
in the
pros.
pros, yeah.
And it makes sense because figuring out how those search engine algorithms decide rankings,
Oh, it's so
it's
complicated.
a whole science.
It really is, and it's constantly changing.
Right. So it's not something you just dabble in.
You need someone who lives and breathes this stuff. It's
Exactly.
their whole world.
And it's not just about bragging rights, you know?
No, it's not just about being number one for the sake of it.
There's a real business reason for this.
Absolutely.
The article says straight up, once you have the right consultant, you can get that money coming in.
That's the bottom line.
So it's not just about the tech stuff, it's about making your business successful.
Yeah, SEO is a core part of your business strategy, not just some add-on.
And the author himself, he's a co-founder focused on sales and marketing.
Right, so he gets it.
He understands the connection between SEO and actual revenue.
You've seen it firsthand.
And he says it's a mistake to try to handle SEO all on your own.
He's really advocating for building a solid team.
Because there are so many different aspects to it.
It's not a one-man show.
You got to create the content, make sure the website works
Or keep
technically.
up with all the changes Google is making.
It's way too much for one person.
And while you're doing all that, you still have to actually run your business.
Exactly. You can't wear all the hats.
It's just not realistic.
So, okay, the article then goes into some specific areas that these best SEO consultants would focus on.
Right, let's dive into that.
And the first one is relevancy.
Okay, so that sounds pretty basic.
It does, but it's more than just throwing in some keywords.
It's about making sure your website content really aligns with what your site is all about.
Like, what's the point of your website?
Yeah, what are you trying to achieve with it?
And who are you trying to reach?
Exactly. And it's about understanding what those people are actually searching for,
Right, thinking about their intent.
not just the words they're using.
And the article is really clear about avoiding junk content.
Yeah, you can't just stuff your site with irrelevant stuff.
Because Google will catch you.
Oh, yeah, they're getting smarter all the time.
The author talks about being ranked down or even booted off Google
Wow, that's
for
serious.
spamming.
Yeah, they're not playing around.
So it's about building trust.
With both Google and your audience.
Right, because ultimately Google wants to provide good search results.
They want people to find what they're looking for.
Okay, so the next point is keep it up to date.
That makes sense.
But it's not just about adding new pages randomly.
It's about consistently putting out fresh content.
Stuff that people are actually looking for.
Right, valuable information that will attract those natural visitors.
Who genuinely want to be on your site list.
Exactly. Not just people who stumbled upon it by accident.
And the article talks about how this creates a positive cycle.
Like a snowball effect.
Yeah, when you're consistently adding good content,
People are more likely to bookmark your site
come back for more.
and even share it with others.
which then tells Google that your site is worth ranking higher.
It's all connected.
And the author specifically warns against just posting every once in a while.
Yeah, to be consistent.
It's an ongoing thing.
Like tending a garden, you got to keep nurturing it.
Okay, then there's navigation.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Yeah, the article points out that how your website's laid out,
like how easy it is to get around,
should make sense to your visitors.
It should help them find what they need.
And achieve what they came to your site to do.
Right, like if they're looking to buy something.
Make it easy for them to buy it.
Yeah, guide them through the process.
The article even gives the example of using things like savings or offers.
Oh, like little incentives.
To kind of nudge people toward making a purchase.
That's smart.
So it's not just about SEO in a vacuum. It's about connecting it to your overall business goals.
And making the user experience as smooth as possible.
Right, because a happy visitor is more likely to become a customer.
Absolutely.
Okay, then we get into solid code.
Now, that sounds a bit more technical.
It is, but it's really important.
Yeah, the article emphasizes that the technical structure of your site is crucial.
For security?
Protecting information.
Tracking traffic.
All those behind-the-scenes things.
But it's not just about that.
It also affects how fast your site loads.
Which is huge.
Huge, yeah.
Because nobody wants to wait around for a page to load.
They'll just go somewhere else.
Exactly.
And it affects how well Google can understand your content.
So if your website's a mess on the back end,
it's going to be hard for Google to crawl it.
And index it.
And then it won't show up in search results.
So things like making sure your code is clean.
Optimized for speed.
Mobile friendly.
That's all super important.
And finally, we have great SEO campaigns.
Okay, so this is where it all comes together.
The article presents these campaigns as the driving force behind getting that organic traffic.
But it also points out that you need to know what's working right now.
Because those ranking trends change all the time.
Daily, the article says.
So what worked a few months ago might not work today.
Yeah, it's a constantly evolving landscape.
So you need to be on top of those changes.
And that takes expertise.
And the author emphasizes the need for consistent effort.
And a dedicated team.
It's not a one-time thing.
It's ongoing.
You got to keep at it to stay at the top.
And you got to keep track of what's working.
The article talks about daily analytics updates.
Right. You need to see what's happening in real time.
You can't just set it and forget it.
You got to adjust your strategy based on the data.
And what people are searching for?
It's all about being responsive.
So after going through all those key optimization areas, the article circles back to having the right team.
Because it's just too much for one person to handle.
Trying to do it all yourself.
It's a recipe for disaster.
So the author is really advocating for finding experts.
People who know what they're doing.
Because that gives you the best chance of success.
Of actually getting those top rankings.
Now, it's worth noting that the author, Chris Bradley.
Yeah.
He's coming at this from a very business-oriented perspective.
He's a co-founder of a marketing company.
That's been profitable for 24 years straight.
Wow, that's impressive.
So he's not just talking theory.
He's speaking from experience.
He understands the connection between SEO and revenue.
He's seen it work.
And he's been doing it successfully for a long time.
So when he says SEO is important,
you know, he means it.
He's not just blowing smoke.
Okay, so to recap, the big takeaways here are,
yeah,
make sure your website content aligns with your purpose.
And your audience's needs.
Keep your content fresh and updated.
With what people are actually searching for.
Make sure your website's easy to navigate.
Intuitive for the user.
Have a solid technical foundation.
Clean code, fast loading times.
And implement those great SEO campaigns.
Strategically.
And don't try to do it all yourself.
Get help from the experts.
Because SEO is complex.
And always changing.
So having expert guidance can make all the difference.
It can really help you achieve your online goals.
So as you're thinking about your own website, think about where a fresh perspective could help.
Based on these SEO principles.
What areas could you improve?
Where could you bring in some expert advice?
Because this deep dive has really shown us
that ranking well on Google,
it's not just about some magic keyword formula.
It's about taking a holistic approach
to your entire online presence.
And it's something that you should be constantly thinking about and working on.
Because it's a crucial part of your online success.
Absolutely.
And that's something worth investing in.
It is.
So that's it for today's deep dive.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for listening.
Until next time.
Bye.
Host speaker.